grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, have a nice day.
Hmm.
We should have. We should see it here. But I mean, it even happened in our gospel for today. Peter let his mouth in judgment run faster than the word of God, and he had Jesus right in front of him. When Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and the chief priests and scribes and be killed and on the third day be raised, Peter took him aside and began to rebuke Jesus, saying, "Far be it from you, Lord, this shall never happen to you." But he turned to Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a hindrance to me, for you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of man." And that's what we do. We set our minds on things that are important to us. Me, myself, I. Things that are important to us, not things that are according to God's will, not things that God wants for us to be doing, what God has commanded us to do. Could you imagine what our communities would be like if everyone was trying to outdo one another in showing honor? Oh my, what they would be like. Paul says, be fervent in spirit, serve the Lord. You know how to do that, don't you? Again, in our gospel lesson, Jesus explains this. If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what shall a man give in return for his soul? To deny oneself is to put others first. To deny oneself is to put the things of God first. And your own needs, your own wants, your own desires, those things, those will be taken care of. Being fervent in spirit is to make extraordinary efforts to do the will of God, to actively do those works of faith, you know, going and making disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe all that Jesus has commanded of us. You see, you and I sit here today enjoying the salvation won for us by Christ upon the cross. Yeah, many of us, we have no doubt that we're going to heaven. We cherish that our lives and souls are protected from sin, death, and the devil. Yet we do those things, both in our minds and in our actions, that outright deny our adherence to the Word of God. It's so true that you can't have your cake and eat it too. I and many others take full advantage of God's sweet grace. It's pitiful. Did you follow along the words that we read together when we read the Psalm 26 today? Vindicate me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity, and I have trusted in the Lord without wavering. Do you? Do you not sit with men of falsehood, nor do you consort with hypocrites? Do you hate the assembly of evildoers and not sit with the wicked? That's what King David was professing he was not doing. Do you rejoice in hope? Are you patient in tribulation? Do you contribute to the needs of the saints? Sure, these are a lot of questions. But then thus far in this divine service today, this morning, you've already confessed that you are a poor, miserable sinner. And you have received from the Lord his absolution for those sins which you have confessed. And then you have also already professed your faith in the words of the Nicene Creed, meaning altogether that you believe in the hope of life everlasting, and you love the habitation of God's house and the place where his glory dwells. For here, right here, in God's own house, you will shortly receive the refreshment of your souls in the eating of Christ's body and the drinking of his blood. A divine occasion taking place right here for you and for me. Now, St. Paul also admonishes us to not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. To be haughty is to blatantly and disdainfully proud, to have or show an attitude of dominance and contempt for people we perceive to be inferior. We should seek freedom from such pride and arrogance. To be Christ-like is to be lowly and humble, putting others first and following Christ. Or as he said, what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what shall a man give in return for his soul? Nothing. Leave all that vengeance stuff to the Lord. Drop all those ill-gotten grudges and sorry attitudes toward our fellow children of God. Remember the eighth commandment. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. What does this mean? We should fear and love God so that we do not tell lies about our neighbor, betray him, slander him, or hurt his reputation, but defend him, speak well of him, and explain everything in the kindest way. Yeah, right. I failed to see it. That's what God commands us to do. And yet he showers us with many, many wonderful blessings. One last thing. Paul says we should live peaceably with all. This is the mark of a true Christian, you know. To not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. And if you've ever considered history as a true example of how you should act today, be glad that God promised he would never flood the whole earth again as in response to the sin and hatred that's all around. Revel in the joy of your salvation. Praise God for the bountiful blessings he's bestowed upon you and all of your family. Thank the Lord for the gift of his Son, Jesus Christ, and for the forgiveness of your sins and for life everlasting. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds in the risen Christ Jesus.